You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
Wow.
So that's where I was raised in a traditional Jewish family, went to Hebrew school as a child.
Wow.
And began my spiritual journey when I was working in a recording studio in New York City. So there has to be more to life than just this. And had a supernatural experience where I encountered Yeshua, Jesus, that eventually brought me to faith in Him.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
Hello, everybody. Blessings and peace on you. It's Friday. Everything's better on Friday. And I call you blessed. Guys, this is Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experiencing Real Life, and you know what we do on Fridays. On Fridays, we have a podcast broadcast, and I get a good chance to spend 30 minutes with some good friends of mine from all over the world. I'm blessed to know some really, really cool people because it's just cool to be me. And so for the next few minutes, guys, we're going to be sharing this with a very good friend of mine. Guys, I have an authentic Messianic Jewish rabbi in here with me today, and I am so blessed to have Brother Jason Sobel in here with us of, is it Fusion Ministries?
Yeah, Fusion Global Ministries.
Global Ministries is here with us. Now, if you guys got a chance to listen last week, we were talking about standing with Israel, and I mean, he had just had some great things to say. Today, guys, we're going to be talking about America, and we're going to be talking about the next 7 years, which I believe that we're in a cycle of blessing over the next 7 years. And then I believe something different is coming after that. We're going to be talking about prophetic things and how do we stand. And man, I just want to just listen, buckle your seatbelts. And listen, by the way, if you're driving slow, get out of the left lane. That's important. but nonetheless, buckle your seatbelts because this is going to be great. Guys, I want to just tell you that last night, this guy comes into town. He comes out to my ranch out in Glen Rose, Texas. We sat out by a fire last night, and we had this amazing conversation under the stars. And I want to carry some of this in here. And I want to get right into it. But just in case anybody doesn't know who you are, and they're like, who is this guy, and what's that all about? Why don't you just introduce yourself and talk about yourself for just a second.
Yeah, shalom. It's great being here with you again. I'm a Messianic rabbi. I live in Los Angeles, California. And we have a ministry called Fusion Global. And our passion is to help people have a road to Emmaus experience to connect old and new in the scriptures, Gentile and Jew, word in spirit, young and old, creative and traditional, and to bring John 17 unity. And kind of that's our passion. That's what we do.
And guys, look, this is not a guy that's just trying to do this in theory. This is a next level brother. And he's super, super humble. But I mean, all the people, I'm amazed at the people that you rub shoulders with, man. And I mean, you're so gracious about it. I mean, you don't name drop or any of that, which is really cool. You're just like, yeah, man. I'm like, what? You're doing that? Did you just come out with a book or is your book about
the
to
book?
Come?
The book is going to be released. It's on pre-sale with Kathy Lee Gifford of the Today Show on March 6th. It will be officially available.
March 6th?
March 6th.
That's the Alamo Day.
There Listen, you go.
That day is
all
blessed,
right.
Brother.
All right, it is.
Man, it's going to be the 179th anniversary of the fall of the Alamo on March 6th. And I will have a team of people down there. I take a huge team of people to the Alamo every year on March 6th, and we actually pray battlefield prayers. We go around the different Texas battlefields, and we strategically pray well-crafted battlefield prayers for every battlefield. It's a He-Man experience. It's so cool. You're going to have to come do that with me.
Love
one of these
to.
Year,
love
man.
To.
You would absolutely love that. Okay, so this last year, brother, because I need to get your take on some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. So the Great American Eclipse happened on August the 21st of 2017, and it lasted an hour and 33 minutes, Psalms 133, hallelujah, which is a huge part of the repentance that needs to happen during this time. It happened on the first day of Elul, which, of course, is the month of repentance. And it was Well, it was called the Great American Eclipse because it only affected the United States. The shadow didn't fall on any other nation except for our nation. That's the first time that that's happened since 1776, since the birth of our nation. It began at Salem, Oregon, and it had a 70-mile wide swath that passed over seven cities called Salem before it exited.
Wow.
There's so many things about this that is so profound, but one of the things that I just began to just holler from the rooftops is I really and truly do believe with all my heart that there's 7 years. We entered into a 7-year cycle where God is saying, for the next 7 years, you're going to move forward. But 7 years from now, there's another great American eclipse that is actually going to put a X, which is, you know, Tav, which is the sign for a sign.
Yeah.
Right on. Right over the United States. And it crosses at a place that's called Little Egypt. Okay? It's a southern part of Illinois. And that place in America is literally called Little Egypt. And it crosses right there. And again, it's going to be 7 years from now. This, to me, speaks very much of Joseph and the 7 years of plenty and 7 years of preparation for what's going to for something that we're going to be dealing with 7 years from now. Now, I've been preaching that from the rooftops, and I've been telling everybody, hey, this is not a time of survival. This is a time of forward advancement. Right on. And, man, we need to take the land. This is a time of repentance. This is a time of alignment. Amen. This is a time of getting everything right with the Lord and moving forward. And then last night I was amazed when you and I got together because you have this huge burden of a word. I love how people carry a burden of a word that has to do with Joseph.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. So what do you think about what all I just said?
No, I'm in total agreement with you, and I've been sharing a very similar message. I mean, we are on the Hebrew calendar, we are in the decade of the Ayin, which is in Hebrew's alphanumeric, so letters have numerical value.
That's
this
right.
is the decade of the 70s.
The 70s, that's
and
right.
And so that eclipse happened on 5777.
That's correct.
Right, the last month of the 777, the triple sevens.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it's connected to the 70 miles, which is literally the I. So I believe that we're in the decade of the 70s. The decade of the Ayin is the Hebrew letter. And what that literally means is the eyes. And so we are in a season, we're in a decade where we're going from hearing the promises of God to literally seeing them begin to come to pass.
Oh my gosh.
And I believe that is this season of Joseph, that this year that we entered into was 78. 78 in Hebrew is the numerical value of the word cholem, which is to dream. And it's Joseph interpreting Pharaoh's dreams.
Come on.
And we know the two dreams, 7 years of plenty before the 7 years of famine. And I totally agree with you. I believe we've entered into a period of plenty where God is wanting to add the increase,
yes.
Because I believe Joseph is a picture for the end times.
Yes, he is.
And which is the two periods of the seven. And the book of Revelation talks about the difficult period of the sevens, but we're in that preceding period.
Okay, I have about 20 seconds left until the next break. Okay, this is not a bad news thing, is it?
It's a good news thing.
This is a good news thing.
God is looking for faithful men and women to entrust the keys to his storehouses and treasuries to.
Okay, my friends, you're listening to Troy Brewer, and you're listening to this crazy rabbi who's in here with me today. And I'm telling you guys, this is going to go really good places from here. Listen, I'll be right back with you in 31 seconds. Hello, my friends. It means so much that you're listening to me today. Hi, this is Troy Brewer, and I'd like to invite you to troybrewer.tv. It's your backstage pass into all things Troy Brewer, including all of my conferences, my teaching series, my School of Prophecy, my School of Ministry, and exclusive content with special guests. Join me at troybrewer.tv. Well, my friends, I'm back. I'm going to jump right in here because I don't want to waste any time. I'm here with Rabbi Jason, and guys, we are talking about beginning the great sign over the United States of the Great American Eclipse, the prophetic word, amen, that God Almighty created the sun and the moon and the stars for signs for seasons, which is actually moedims, and then for days and for years. And this is something that's big on my heart, that when this thing happened on August the 21st of 2017, that it was a word, and it was a, there was two kind of words in it. There was a Jonah word. Okay, there was a Jonah word of repentance, which is the first of Elul, and hey, whenever on, you know, he actually said, "Hey, you got 40 days to repent," and that's what, you know, the time of repentance is. And then there was also a Joseph word, and because 7 years from now there's going to be another great American eclipse, it's going to put an X across the United States, and that is a symbol, and it is literally the letter Tav. And what is the numerical value of the letter Tav?
400.
It's 400, right on. That's so crazy cool. And it, and the symbol of that is literally a sign, or it has to do with a prophetic sign, right?
It has to do with a mark.
A mark.
Or a sign, or a seal.
Okay, right on. Okay, so I believe it's sealed. And I think that this next 7 years is going to be a time of building things up in the kingdom in an incredible way, so that we provide provision, that there's actually a provision that's given now for the 7 years that's fallen. So let's unpack this. All right, let's just talk
about that. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this is part of the significance of Joseph. I mean, the idea of seven is, his name literally means Yosef, comes from the Hebrew Yasaf, which means to add.
Wow.
So Joseph is about addition. It's about increase. It's about abundance. It's about blessing. And part of this key of the blessing that Joseph brought is that Joseph was able to bring order to every place that he came.
Why is that important?
Because order leads to alignment, and alignment leads to blessing. And so what God is doing, he wants us to get our house in order.
Yes.
He wants us to get our lives in order. He wants to make sure that we order our life around him. And when there is the right order, then God can entrust to us the resources, because Joseph had supernatural favor, and he was blessed with all these things, not so he can just have the bling bling.
Yes.
Not so that he could be the man, but he says to his brothers, God sent me ahead of you to save lives. So Joseph becomes a conduit of blessing. Joseph becomes the one who feeds and nourishes both his brothers, Israel, as well as the nations. And God is looking to raise up the modern day Josephs who are going to walk in divine grace and supernatural favor, that he could give the keys to the storehouses and treasuries to, so that when the day of testing comes, the world is not meant, we're not meant to look to the government to save us.
Come on.
We're not meant to look to the world to save
That's
us.
Right.
But we're meant to look to the people of God.
Amen.
Who, yes, God wants to entrust. So I believe that we're in a season where the greatest transfer of wealth,
yes,
in the world is going to happen.
Hallelujah.
And we're in that season. The wealth of the wicked stored up for the righteous.
Oh my gosh. Okay, there's so many different parts of this, man, that I want to continue to unpack, but I love this. Number one, I'm so appreciative of the heart of the Father towards us. Yes. I'm so grateful of how he sees us. I'm so grateful for what he trusts us with. I have been somebody my entire life that I have really, really, really struggled in lots of different ways. And one of the ways that I've always struggled is financially. I always have. And even though I've been doing this ministry for the past 22 years and was doing full-time ministry before that, I mean, Leanna and I, we've had to sell our, you know, we mortgaged our house 7 times to keep our orphanages going. Just, you know, years of literally many times not even having electricity out at the house and all that. Boom. I want to tell you just recently, and this isn't because I don't make any money from this ministry right here. I make a little bit of money from the church, okay? But it's, you would laugh if you knew what it was. I mean, it's ridiculous. I haven't given myself a raise in 10 years, you know, that sort of thing. But God has brought some income streams into my life that are ridiculous. They're absolutely incredible. And all of a sudden, things started changing for me. And it wasn't just about the amount of money that started pouring into my life from all different kinds of places. It's about the amount of money that stopped going out. Just all of a sudden, things changed for me. This blessing came upon me. And then suddenly, I had extra money. And then instead of trying to take care of, you know, 15 or 20 girls out of sexual slavery, man, we went after 200. And then we did that, and we did this, and we did that. What I see, I can literally see that God Almighty has looked at us and said, I'm positioning you for a special kind of favor right now, and you need to get in alignment with your assignment. Mm-hmm. And any part of your life that's not in alignment with the assignment that God Almighty has given you, repent.
Yes.
Repent and jump in because God is moving in a way like what I've never seen him move before.
Yeah, because the opposite of order is chaos. Mm. If you're not in alignment, to the degree that you're not in alignment with the word and the will of God for your life, you're out of order, and order is chaos. Mm. But I think part of this understanding, this giving of the resources, because who doesn't want to have resources? Who doesn't want to be blessed and to be a blessing, right? But here's the deal. You can't – the word for Joseph, and this is prayed over my life. I had a well-known leader pray over me that gave me this Joseph word. But I realized the Lord spoke to me. He says, to be a Joseph, you have to prove yourself faithful in the pits and the prisons, because that is part of the process.
That is part
you
of
cannot
the process.
Have the promotion without the problems. You cannot have the promotions without going through some pain, because God has to break us in order to make us. Mm-hmm. And when we prove faithful, because we have to learn to completely depend upon him, so that when God is tired of individuals, of leaders who he blesses and takes those resources and uses it for selfish and for purposes and for self-gain.
Okay, so we just have a minute before the next break. What kind of a proclamation could you make over people? How can you release that into people's life? How can you do that?
Yeah, so I just declare over you right now, you are a Joseph.
Yes.
So just say it with me, I am a Joseph.
I am a Joseph.
I declare you are a dreamer. Say it with me, I am a dreamer.
I am a dreamer.
The Lord has given you divine grace and supernatural favor. Say it with me.
The Lord has given me divine grace and supernatural favor.
And grace is God's empowerment to fill in what is lacking. So in this season, wow, God is going to, by his grace, fill in what is lacking in your life. And I want you to declare with me, God has given me the keys to his storehouses and treasuries.
God has given me the keys to his storehouses and to his treasuries.
So I can be a conduit of blessing.
So I can be a conduit of blessing.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, listen, we're not done.
No.
Okay, we're going to have a break. we're going to have a real short break, and then I'll be back. And guys, you are listening to my good friend, Rabbi Jason. And how can people find you?
Fusionglobal.org or on Facebook, Rabbi Jason Sobol, social media.
Okay, my friends, I'll be right back with you in about 35 seconds.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
Okay, my friends, this is Pastor Troy Brewer from Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. You're listening to Experiencing Real Life, and I'm back here in the studio behind the stage at Open Door Church in Burleson, and I am in the studio today with Rabbi Jason Sobol, and we are having a discussion about Joseph. Now, what I'd like to land on, if we could spend the next few minutes, brother, if we could be talking about one of the big revelations that God has given me when it comes to standing with Israel, is that someday Joseph will be revealed to his brothers, in the sense of Jesus is going to show up just like Joseph did to his brothers and say, you know, everything, you know, you thought everything was going to be evil, but the Lord meant it for good. And I'm not mad at you, and I love you. And he takes off his Egyptian wig. He rubs off his makeup. He starts speaking in Hebrew, and these guys are like, this is that guy. So let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Joseph is a type of Messiah in so many ways. He's his father's favorite. He's rejected by his brothers.
Yeah.
He's sold for silver. He's thrown into a pit. Then he's promoted to the second most powerful position in Egypt, just like Yeshua is Jesus' second to the Father, right, in heaven, like the Ancient of Days, and one like the Son of Man who's given dominion and authority. His brothers don't recognize him the first time they come down to see him in Egypt. They only recognize him at the second time they come down, and that's when he takes off all of his garments and reveals himself to his brothers and said, "What you meant for evil, God meant for good. God sent me ahead of you to save lives." This is what the prophets speak of, Zechariah 12:10. They will look upon the one whom they have pierced and mourn for him as one mourns for an only begotten, like the bitter weeping over the firstborn. And they will recognize that he was the brother. A fulfillment of Psalm 18, "The stone which the builders has rejected has become the chief cornerstone. It is wonderful in our eyes." So Joseph was rejected. Messiah had to be rejected. Joseph is a type of Messiah in Jewish thought. And in the same way, I think this is really significant that Joseph's brothers couldn't recognize him because he was dressed like an Egyptian, like you said.
Oh, my gosh. So just like that, to most Jewish people, he looks like a Western religion.
Yeah, look, think about Da Vinci. Think about the most famous picture, Da Vinci's Last Supper.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
You're right.
What are they eating for the main course? They're eating white bread. If there's anything you don't eat on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, it's fluffy loaves of white bread.
Wow.
What are they eating for the main dish? They're eating fish.
Wow.
Because he's a nice Catholic boy who eat fish at Lent when he should have been eating the Passover lamb.
Wow.
Blonde hair. I mean, this is just an example of how he's been taken out of his historical Jewish context. And I believe part of what prophetically God is doing in this season, he's restoring the Jewish roots. He's helping the nations, the church, get the Jewishness of Jesus, because Egypt had to recognize Joseph before Israel recognizes Joseph.
Wow.
And I believe the church is recognizing the Jewish Jesus, and what you're doing, which is so significant, recognizing and covenanting with the messianic Jewish followers of Messiah, the faithful brothers of Joseph. And this is part of the key that's going to lead to this great end times move when all Israel recognize Yeshua. And literally, Jesus is the son of Joseph. They will recognize the son of Joseph, spiritually and literally, the adopted son.
You know what? I want to do everything that I can do to take off the Egyptian part of Joseph and reveal him as the Jewish Joseph. I want to do everything that I can do to do that. And by the way, I don't lose my identity whenever I do that. These are not competing identities. These are just true identities. You know, it doesn't say to the Jew best, it says to the Jew first.
Absolutely.
Amen. Why would I be offended at that? That's a ridiculous idea to be offended at that. And to paint Jesus up as an Egyptian, or to paint him up as a Western figure with a Western mindset, really and truly is to don him in Egyptian apparel. The day is going to come. He's going to take off his wig and wipe off his makeup and reveal himself to his brothers, and they shall look upon whom they have pierced. He's going to hold out his hands and say, "See this?" And the first thing they're going to do is they're going to go, "Oh, no." And he's going to go, "Oh, yes. And it's not bad. It's good."
No, I think we don't understand the real beauty and benefit of the kingdom, because I think by nature, we like people that are like us. We identify with people that are like us. And so we naturally want to make him into our image and likeness, because we feel that affinity to it. But the kingdom is every tribe, every tongue, every nation.
That's
the beauty of the kingdom is the diversity, where there's uniqueness, but there's oneness and equality. And so you're right, restoring the Jewishness of the Messiah, of Jesus, doesn't diminish, it only adds, because it makes everything come alive in a deep revelation of wisdom that we couldn't have before.
No, I mean, I still look and act like a Texan, you know, and I still preach the way I preach and still do what I do. But what I get, I don't lose my identity, but I gain amazing things in the kingdom when it's in the right order.
It's Joseph. It's about addition, not about subtraction.
It's
about adding something to your life. It's not about taking something away.
Well, how can we pray? We only have a minute left. So how can we pray over our listeners? What can we do? What do you want to do?
All right, let's just pray for Joseph anointing.
All right, let's do it.
So, Abba, we just want to thank you for thank this you, Joseph anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we just declare an opening of the floodgates of heaven so that the resources might be released into their lives, the resources that
Lord.
Come from supernatural favor as a result of your divine grace. When we order our lives around you, so we call forth
thank
these
you,
resources,
Lord.
We call forth these blessings,
do
we
it,
say,
God.
Wealth and honor come from before you. It's in your hand to make great and strong in Yeshua's name.
That is outstanding, my friend. Thank you so much. I bless you. Now I want you to listen. Can you hear those drums in the background? What that means is, boom, that means we have 2 minutes left. And Rabbi Jason, one more time, I know that you have a book that's coming out. And what's the name of your book and how can people find it?
Yeah, The Rock, The Road, and The Rabbi. And you can either check it out on our website, fusionglobal.org, or visit amazon.com. We have all sorts of unique videos and teachings on our website, so check it out.
I'm going to be going there, man. I'm going to be going there. I bless you. Hey, listen, as soon as we're done with this, we're going to go upstairs, and we're going to film some exclusive content for troybrewer.tv. And I'd like to remind everybody, hey, if you don't know about that, man, you can check that out. Simply go to troybrewer.tv. We have all kinds of exclusive content from friends all over the world, all of my pulpit teaching, all of my conferences, including my Looking Up conferences on how the heavens declare the glory of God, all of my Numbers That Preach conferences on numerical values and how the Lord loves to preach through numerical values. All of that is there at troybrewer.tv. It's video on demand. And every single month, we add an additional 10 to 15 new videos. So I would encourage you guys to do that. Listen, while you're on the worldwide waste of time, please go to troybrewer.com. And at troybrewer.com, you can sign up for my free daily devotional. That's right. Go there, sign up. It's free. It will come to your inbox. It's a blessing. Every day you can get up and go, wow, there's a prophetic word. There's a prophetic directive. There's a short little Bible study, and there's always something encouraging in there. Simply go to troybrewer.com. My friends, I only have about 30 seconds left and tell you that you can also listen to this podcast and many others like it at troybrewer.com. And again, it's a free service. Okay, so last 20 seconds, I pray for every single listener. Father God, sir, thank you, God, for giving us a greater heart to know you. Father God, sir, we want to see you. I pray, God, that we would see signs and miracles and wonders. I pray, God, that we would know you. I love you, King Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Goodbye, my friends, and I'll see you again on Monday.